You must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, Churchill once stated, but against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless whether it is in the hands of Hitler or a Jesuit priest. In a letter to Lord Robert Boothby, Churchill explained that Germany's unforgivable crime before the Second World War was her attempt to extricate her economic power from the world's trading system and to create her own exchange mechanism which would deny world finance its opportunity to profit. It must also be recalled that in 1941, despite the successful Battle of Britain, England was economically strangled and near defeat. At the time, Hitler seemed unstoppable, and it was quite easy to envision a Nazi victory. The aristocracy, industrialists, bankers, and even the royal family were eager for peace. Hess did not imagine a peace group, concluded Picknett, Prince, and Pryor. Nor was it invented by M16. But its existence at such a level as the royals would explain why so much about the Hess affair was, and continues to be, hushed up. As for Hitler, Germany was preparing to strike Russia, and he did not want a two-front war, the very situation that caused Germany's defeat in World War I. Hitler wanted England as an ally against communism. With England alone as an ally, one's back being covered, could one begin the new Germanic invasion of Russia, Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf. In other words, Hitler needed peace with Britain before undertaking an attack on Russia. Securing peace on the Western Front may have become an urgent priority for Hitler. According to former Soviet military intelligence officer Vladimir Rezun, writing under the pen name of Viktor Suvorov, Hitler was forced to launch a preemptive assault against the Soviet Union in June 1941 to forestall an attack on Western Europe by Stalin in July. Suvorov's work has been published in 87 editions in 18 languages, yet has received virtually no mention in the U.S. corporate mass media, despite the fact that his assertions turn conventional history upside down. Most people have been taught that Stalin naively trusted Hitler and was totally surprised by Hitler's attack. Admiral N.G. Kuznetsov, who in 1941 was the Soviet Navy minister and a member of the Central Committee of the Soviet Communist Party, was quoted by Suvorov as stating in his post-war memoirs, "For me, there is one thing beyond all argument. J.V. Stalin not only did not exclude the possibility of war with Hitler's Germany, on the contrary, he considered such a war inevitable."